听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 11, Business Talks. Section 1, Dialogue for Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
您好，史密斯先生，我叫张峰，是上海技术进口公司的。这是我们第一次见面，但其实我们是老朋友了。在过去的函电往来中，我经常见到您的名字，久仰了。
This is my first visit to the metropolis of Shanghai, and I am deeply impressed by what I see here.
您到这儿已经好几天了吧？参观过哪些地方呢？
Yes, I've been round the city and seen some famous historical spots. I enjoyed the visits very much.
您喜欢我们的城市，我很高兴。在付款问题上，你给我们带来了什么好消息呢？
Well, I think we have explained to you in our correspondence why we could not accept your proposal. As you know, the complete plant you intend to buy from us will involve in the whole factory equipment, including the necessary accessories and parts.It is time and money consuming to manufacture all these. All in all, it involves a tremendous sum of money which is beyond our means.
史密斯先生，我们所要买的这个成套设备是不小，但要说你们公司的财务负担不了，那恐怕是过千了吧。贵公司是世界上有名的几家大跨国公司之一，在全世界20多个国家有40家分公司，我们要买的这个成套设备对你们说来根本算不了什么。
But, Mr. Zhang, you should understand that a branch of the multinational does not mean the company itself. Each branch is independent with regard to finance and accounting. Of course,This does not mean there is no mutual help between the head office and the branches. However, any of our plans must be approved by the board of directors of the multinational before it is put into practice.
我能够理解，跨国公司的财务和记账都是单独核算的。在我们中国，现在出现了许多联合企业。虽然都是社会主义所有制，但联合企业内部各单位也要实行独立核算，自负盈亏的。你们的分公司我们是了解的，单独制造我们要买的这些成套设备对你们来说是毫无问题的，况且必要的时候你们总部还会给予财务帮助呢。我相信你们总部的董事听说你们在与中国做生意，在批准财务帮助方面是会给予帮助的。
Oh, I agree on the point. But you see, even if our head office gives us any financial aid, interest has to be paid just the same as a loan from a commercial bank. In that sense, our own money would be tied up in your plant, while we had to pay interest to the head office for the money borrowed from them.
史密斯先生，我得提醒您，我们在上次电报中表示接受你们的最后一次报价时，就考虑了我们付款较晚这样一个因素。也就是说，我们现在双方同意的价格比按正常付款方式的定价是偏高一些的。
But we did not expect the payment to be affected after actually receiving the shipment.It's even more unfavorable to us than the DP terms, and besides, we haven't any banker's guarantee.
关于银行保证，我们可以请中国银行担保。您有什么具体建议吗？
Yes. I propose that payment be made by installments. That is, after each shipment, we will send you the BSL and other necessary documents through our bank and yours, Bank of China. As long as the documents are in order, you should effect payment without delay. To ensure the payment, Bank of China should give us a written letter to the effect that they will guarantee the payment if the buyer fails to do so. Bank of China can either give one letter of guarantee for the whole transaction or give separate letters of guarantee for separate installments. Either way, the letter of guarantee should reach us 2 months before shipment is due, as stipulated in the contract.
你的这个建议似乎可行，但我现在不能就答应您。我要回去向我们的总经理汇报。我们公司内部要对这个问题进行研究，还要跟中国银行商量。待我们拿出最终方案后，下周五我们在同一地点会面。您看这样好不好？
Okay, I am looking forward to your favorable reply. Now, it is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I would like to invite you to a lunch if you don't mind.
好的，我们一块儿走吧。谢谢您的邀请。
Section 2. Text for Interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese to English Interpretation. Text Interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
女士们，先生们，早上好。能在此做基调发言，我感到十分荣幸。在实施商务解决方案方面有何新举措？下一步该怎样走？大会组织者提出这样的问题，在某种程度上暗示了我们正处在一个十字路口。我基本赞同这样的说法。在过去几年来，我们已经走过了漫长的路，而现在我们必须来完成一些非常具体的事情，以便充分挖掘电子商务的潜力。我想继续鞭策我们当中的每一位，要学以致用，要认识到在电子商务的诸多组成因素中，我们不能独立独行，而必须团结起来，形成一个行业。在这为期两天的大会中，大家将不止一次地听说，化工产业的电子商务正走向成熟。电子商务不仅提高了我们的成效，也提高了我们的竞争力。总而言之，电子商务让我们重新思考应如何与我们的客户以及在我们之间进行合作。然而，我们还有很长的路要走。在诸多方面，技术只不过是简单易举的一面。电子商务是 IT 行业革新进程中最新出现的一个篇章。正如历史上其他各技术领域一样，电子商务所能产生的巨大影响，需等到该领域的技术被普通百姓所接受的时候，才会充分显示出来。所说的普通百姓，不是早期接受该领域技术的少数人，不是试验者，而是广大群众。每一代技术的出现都是如此。例如，从印刷出版业到传真，到无线电广播，到电视，再到因特网。如何通过电子商务把我们的同事、雇员、供应商、客户以及其他每一位与我们有业务往来的人合理地联系在一起， 这是我们要做的事情。只有当我们这样做了，我们才会在观念上处于领先地位。我们必须率先把电子商务与化工和塑料产品的生产及销售牢牢地结合起来。我们这个行业的集体思维习惯必须改变。电子商务不仅仅是一股技术潮流，也不仅仅是省钱的途径。事实上，它是技术的自然延伸。而这样的技术已经变成了我们日常经营活动不可分割的部分。今天我要强调的几个问题是，化工产业正处于一个最能领悟 IT 发展潮流的时刻，即领悟这些发展趋势所能产生的影响，以及它们转变商务的潜能。在许多领域，化工产业必须团结一致，致力于效率、安全和科技进步。拥有共同的标准，配以最佳的实践，将是进一步推动我们这一产业与社会进步的关键。对于奋斗在化工行业的 IT 专业人士而言，这些正是令人拭目以待的时刻。我们的工作横跨化工与 IT 两大技术行业。作为这样的专业人士，我们重视自己共依共存的优良传统。我们拥有一扇认识未来的独一无二的窗户。
Passage 2 English to Chinese Interpretation Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, can I thank Euromoney for having put on this business forum, and thank so many of you for coming to listen to me. And I am absolutely delighted to be back in Shanghai again. I came here first in 1988.I don't suppose any of these buildings were here in 1988. Then I came back 5 years ago, and I have come back today, and I have seen another remarkable transformation. It is a quite extraordinary city you have here, and congratulations to everybody who is involved in its development, because I think you are well on your way to being a world-class city by 2015. We fully support that ambition,And I should also say congratulations to Shanghai because they won their bids to host the Special Olympics in 2007 and then Expo in 2010. And the links between UK companies and Shanghai are getting ever closer, and actually between the people as well. When I was with the mayor walking along the Bund just a short time ago, there was a woman journalist who rushed up to ask me a question.She finished asking me the question, and I asked her, because I thought she spoke very good English, where she had learned the English. She has just been a Cambridge graduate and is returning to do her viva for her degree. And it is an amazing thing to think now that you have more Chinese students coming to the UK than any other country. And there are other things that I think we are learning from each other too.Take urban development, for example. Some development projects in China, such as the Western Development Strategy, aim to meet the core infrastructure needs, and this is an area where we have got very particular strengths, because our experience in urban regeneration, and in particular in getting public and private sectors to work together, is something that I think we have to offer you by way of expertise here in Shanghai.Your sister city in the UK, as you know, is Liverpool, which is a wonderful city for many reasons, not least because my wife comes from there. And the links between those two cities are important, obviously, in a cultural sense, but they are also important because we can offer some good examples of how urban regeneration can transform a city. Now, you are transforming Shanghai, obviously, in an extraordinary way already. But it is interesting that some of the same principles that we apply in the northwest of England, in Liverpool, apply here as well. And we believe our expertise has something to offer you there too. I was also delighted to see that my colleague, the Deputy Prime Minister, led a mission to China last year with some of the UK's leading building consultants, people who are keen to share their expertise and design and project management with you. And I hope this is just the start. And future visits of this nature will consolidate some of the partnerships that have been created. So I hope increasingly you will look to the UK as your natural partner in helping Shanghai achieve its ambitious development objectives. There is another area in which we can help, and I have just been discussing this with some of your entrepreneurs and city officials upstairs. The UK is a world leader in the development of public-private partnerships, which involve the public and the private sector working together to provide infrastructure and services. And in the UK, the private financing initiatives have enabled us to develop our infrastructure more cost-effectively, more quickly, and to a higher quality than otherwise would have been possible. And it is playing a big part now, as I was explaining to your people upstairs. It is playing a big part in allowing us to have major public sector building programs delivered on budget and on cost. In addition to all of that, the Shanghai Foreign Investment Development Board set up its first European office in London, and we welcome this, and we also know and recognize that Eastern China is a leader in higher technology, academic and business expertise, and this again makes the UK your natural partner, because our record on innovation and discovery is envied across the world. We have had 44 Nobel laureates in the last 50 years, and the UK is renowned both for its entrepreneurial spirit and for believing that entrepreneurial spirit is closely linked to the skills base and research environment. It is no wonder, therefore, that it figures out just a couple of weeks ago, the UK remains the premier location in Europe for software investments and high-value research and development, and this is despite the global pressures on the information and communication industries. So I hope very much that you see the UK as your central European partner in developing Shanghai. We have got a lot to offer in terms of education and cultural exchange. We have got a lot to offer in terms of urban regeneration. And in our public and private sector partnerships, I like to think that we are leading the world in this area. And coming here to Shanghai, I want to say to you, first of all, how delighted I have been to see the enormous progress in this city, but secondly, to express my profound admiration for what you are doing here, not just in Shanghai, but throughout the whole of China, to bring progress and wealth to all your people.
Section 4. Interpretation Practice. Note-taking and gap-filling. Listen to the tape and take any necessary notes. I have to remind you that our terms are CIS London Port. While we have full confidence in your Commodities Inspection Bureau in its capacity of quality inspection, this is a case which occurred after their sampling and analysis at the works. And the broken tins, through careless handling and deterioration of content en route, necessarily brought about this state of affairs. Now, Mr. Liang, you are well aware that our business has just started this branch of activities, and the losses thus sustained will be a blow to this department. I am sure you will think it fair on our part when we suggest that the total value of the parcel should be reduced by 50%, and that you should give us an allowance by way of credit
for the amount to be set against our future purchases of canned fruits from you.
To be fair to your company, I am directed by my Shanghai branch to settle this issue with you amicably, on condition that you give us a certificate issued by your health department. Now that this is available, I think everything will be in order.
Gap filling. Listen to the tape and fill in the blanks with the words missing.
A joint venture is a business enterprise in which two or more business entities from different countries participate on a permanent basis. The participation is not limited to equity capital, but normally extends to control of the undertaking through manufacturing processes, patents, trademarks, managerial know-how, or other operationally essential factors. Most joint ventures are bipartite. The traditional model calls for a foreign majority partner and a local minority partner, the former providing the management and the latter serving to anchor the venture in the indigenous economy. In the past, the insistence on majority ownership and undivided managerial authority by U.S. partners limited multipartite venture formation, since local partners regarded fractional shares of minority ownerships too small for any real influence. A joint venture may take several forms, depending upon the identity of the partners and the extent of the ownership by each partner. Regarding partners, a firm has basically three choices: local companies or private enterprises, government agencies or parties from a third country. Regarding ownership, the key decision is whether to acquire a majority position or to accept a minority position. Subsidiary issues involve the degree of flexibility and adaptability that the particular proposition warrants.
Passage interpretation. Passage 1. Chinese to English interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
朋友们，贵宾们，同志们，本届世界华人企业家大会正在古都南京市举行，有3300名来自世界各地的华人企业家和1500名来自国内的企业家参加了本次大会。这是一次将载入海外华人史册的盛会。我代表中国政府，并以大会组委会名誉主席的名义，向大会致以诚挚的祝贺，向远道而来的朋友们表示热烈的欢迎。目前，中国处于一个重要的发展阶段。我们在国内已经开始实施新世纪发展的宏伟蓝图，目标远大，任务也十分艰巨。我们的改革已进入了一个关键阶段，既有许多有利条件，也存在一些根深蒂固的问题。随着中国加入世界贸易组织，我们与世界其他国家的联系将更加紧密，我们对外开放的要求也将更高。世界经济萎靡不振，许多国家和地区的经济也如此。在这种情况下，中国的经济难免不受影响。总之，我们面临的不仅是难得的机遇，同时也是严峻的挑战。在这样的时刻召开这样的大会，意义重大，因为它将帮助海外华人企业家了解中国的现状，帮助他们寻找合作的商机和促进友谊。另一方面，也将帮助我们了解朋友们的观点见解，吸取海外的经验，拓宽我们外部合作的渠道。 当今世界的相互联系不断增加，经济全球化的步伐加快，各国经济的相互依存正变得越来越明显。国际分工继续深化，国际合作的范围继续扩大，生产的基本要素在地区之间得到了前所未有的广泛分布，全球化市场正迅速形成，全人类的共同利益正逐步增加，有越来越多的问题必须通过各国之间的协调与共同努力才能加以解决。人类文明发展至今，地球正变得越来越小，全世界被编织成了一个相互联系的网络，任何国家和地区都无法独立于外。当今世界的发展和变化越来越快了，知识与技术的更新周期已大大的缩短，科技成果正以前所未有的速度与规模转变成生产力，信息技术已大大克服了人类活动的时空限制，为国际沟通与交流提供了便利的工具，各类竞争已变得异常激烈，科学技术与经济的迅猛发展正给人的精神世界带来了深刻的变化，新的思维方式与新的价值观在不断形成。人类文明发展至今，世界面貌日新月异，过去一些常用的表达方式如日行千里和瞬时万变，如今已变成了现实。在这样的情形下，不参与国际往来的闭关锁国或自我封闭式的发展，狂妄自大要称霸世界，孤芳自赏、因循守旧等做法和表现都不合时宜，都将被时代的浪潮所淘汰。我希望大会的所有与会者能就这方面的问题进行认真的总结与交流经验。自中华人民共和国1949年成立以来，尤其是贯彻落实改革开放的政策以来，中国的社会主义建设事业取得了令人瞩目的成就，社会生产力快速发展，人民的生活质量有了显著提高，社会各方面的工作全面发展，综合国力大大提高，民族统一事业有了历史进步，中国的国际地位与影响继续提高。邓小平曾经说过，中国的发展是飞快的，中国人民应该对自己的前途抱乐观态度。其中一个原因是我们在全世界拥有千百万海外华人华侨，这是我们的一大优势，他们与人为善，热爱祖国，与当地居民和睦相处，他们在中国的对外开放中起到了桥梁和纽带作用，加快了中国与世界其他国家和地区的合作与交流。我们向国外借贷资金、出口商品、与他国进行贸易和交流等，许多时候都得依靠他们。我想借此机会向所有为中国的发展做出过贡献的海外华人组织致以崇高的敬意和衷心的感谢。朋友们、贵宾们，你们不远万里的回来，这是一个难得的相聚一堂的机会，希望大家互相之间有更多的交流与接触，参观走访更多的地方，给我们的工作提出更多宝贵的意见。我预祝大会圆满成功，谢谢。
Passage 2. English to Chinese interpretation. Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, in today's business conference, I want to speak about technology today. I have been in this field for more than 40 years. I have seen two or three shifts in this field in the last 40 years, and I was lucky enough to join the semiconductor industry when it was very young. Semiconductors or transistors were invented in 1948 by Bell Lab scientists, and the industry took off very shortly after that, within 5 or 6 years, which means 1952 or 1953. I joined the semiconductor industry in 1955. For more than 20 years, the semiconductor was the cutting edge of the so-called high technology industry. Of course, the term high technology industry was pretty new. Before World War II, no one used the term high tech or even technology in reference to an industry. For almost two decades, that is, through the 50s and 60s, and at least halfway through the 70s, the semiconductor was the cutting edge of the high-tech industry. Along with the semiconductor industry came the computer industry. The computer industry had bigger companies, principally IBM. Semiconductors made the computer, as we know it today, possible. So you have to say that the semiconductor industry and the computer industry were the mainstream. We were in our heydays. We were in the news. The mainstream shifted into PCs, and of course, semiconductors were what made it possible. IBM was late in PCs. In fact, they did not think PCs were a viable product. So the PC industry, independent of IBM, sprang up. Many companies in the PC industry began to bask in the limelight. The PC became the mainstream or cutting edge of the high-tech industry. That period lasted only about 10 years. In the late 80s and early 90s, PCs began to decline as a favorite of investors in the high-tech industry, just as semiconductors began to lose favor 10 years earlier. What took its place are communications and networks, and then in the last few years, the internet and e-commerce. Those are now the mainstream and the cutting edge of the high-tech industry. What has happened to Asia in all this time? When I say Asia, I do include Japan, even though I think Japan is further ahead than the rest of Asia. Compared to the United States, Japan may be 50 steps behind, and the rest of Asia may be 100 steps behind. There is a Chinese proverb that states that those that are 50 steps behind are really no better than those that are 100 steps behind. What has Asia done during the 40-year period? I think, to put it very cryptically, we seem to always be chasing the rear end of the train. We were doing that, including Japan, in the 60s. The semiconductor industry was the mainstream at that time, and Japan was chasing it very hard. They, in fact, did get on. They caught it, and they got onto the rear part of the train. The rest of Asia was even further behind than Japan. We seem to be doing pretty well. We can congratulate ourselves. We have sort of kept our distance. We have not let the distance from the best leading edge in high tech, which has always been the United States in the past 50 years, grow. So in doing so, we are doing reasonably well. This business of always chasing the train results, however, in a phenomenon that is called by economists as competitive convergence.
Unit 12. Information Age. Section 1. Dialogue for Interpretation. Text Interpreting. Listen to the tape and interpret the following conversation alternatively into English and Chinese.
作为电脑黑客的祖师爷，你能谈谈在网上的感受吗？
I saw myself as an electronic joyrider, having a great time there on the information superhighway. It was a thrill. I felt like I was like James Bond behind the computer. It was a big game to me. I was just having a blast.
你可想过这样做或许是错的？
Oh yeah, yeah. It was an invasion of privacy.Going and getting access to other people's information is obviously a gross invasion of privacy, and it is wrong.
你被指控为电脑恐怖分子，因为你在长达13年的时间里曾闯入35家国际大企业和其他组织的电脑系统，造成了据估计3亿美元的损失。你怎么看？
I believe I caused some damage.But nowhere near that matter. I was a committed and accomplished computer trespasser. I don't consider myself a thief. I didn't deprive companies out of their software. I merely made a copy without doing anything more with it.
根据法律，那确实是盗窃，不管你是否承认。本周日你就要重获自由了，你有什么个人打算？
Well,It's terrific to be free again after these 5 long years. But I also feel very, very terrible. For, you know, I'm not allowed to use a computer or any wireless communication for the next 3 years. That's a capital punishment to me.